The Senate narrowly advanced a bill that would slash billions from foreign aid and public media funding. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slichansky has been following the story.
With three Republican senators joining Democrats, Vice President J.D. Vance was forced to break a tie vote, sending the bill to the Senate floor for amendments and consideration. In a pointed floor speech, Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat, focused on the cuts to foreign aid, citing successful past efforts to reduce the incidence of AIDS and Ebola.
My colleagues would rather trim 0.1% of the budget, $9 billion, to cut deeper into food aid and disaster assistance and fighting pandemics, all to justify a tax cut. I can think of few more despicable acts on this floor in my 15 years.
The proposal, pushed by the Trump administration, includes a $1.1 billion cut to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a move critics say would devastate local NPR and PBS stations. Federal funding accounts for just over 7% of WHYY's annual budget. Some smaller stations in the region, however, could face much deeper cuts. Carmen Russell-Slichansky, WHYY News.